Chapter 11, Mount Moriah. Let us take you now to one of the mountains in Palestine called Mount Moriah. We told you about Abraham and Sarah, and that God promised them they should have a son. But it was 25 years before this promise was fulfilled, and then their son Isaac was born. Now, when Isaac had grown up, God spoke to Abraham and told him to offer up his son on a mountain that he would show him. What a great trial it must have been! And yet Abraham was obedient. He rose up early in the morning and took his son with him to find the mountain. When they came to it, Abraham left his servants and went with Isaac alone up the mountain. Now Isaac carried the wood, and as they went, he asked his father where he would get the lamb for a burnt offering. But Abraham said that God would provide the lamb, and so they went on together. When they came to the place of which God had told him, Abraham took his son and bound him to offer him up as a sacrifice. But God came and spoke to him again from heaven and told him to set Isaac free and to offer up in his place a ram which was caught in the thicket. What a wonderful deliverance it was for them both. This is meant to show how all the believing children of Abraham will be delivered from their sins, because Jesus Christ was offered up for them all as the Lamb of God. This was on Mount Moriah. Now we must take you on to the time of David. When David had reigned over Israel many years, it came into his mind to number or count the people, that he might know how many there were. He sent Joab through all the 12 tribes to count the people and bring back to David the number. When he had finished and brought back the number, God sent his prophet to David to show him that he had done wrong and God was angry with him. The prophet asked him to choose one of three troubles as a punishment. But David did not know which to choose and said he would fall into the hands of God, for his mercies are great. So God sent a great pestilence or plague in the land, which lasted 3 days, and 70,000 of the people died. David saw the angel of the Lord with the sword of death in his hand, stretched out over Jerusalem. He saw that the anger of God was very great, and he was afraid of God. So he cried to the Lord that the plague might be stopped, and God told him to go to Ornan and offer a sacrifice there. Then David went to this man, and he let him have the beasts for the sacrifice and wood for the fire, and David made the offering to the Lord. Then the plague was stopped. Now the mountain on which David made the sacrifice was the same Mount Moriah. You may wonder why God was so angry with David for numbering the people. Even Joab was not pleased to have to do it. Well, perhaps it was pride in David's heart that made him want to know how great Israel had become under his rule. But there is another reason, because when the children of Israel were to be numbered, every man of their number was to pay a ransom to God for his soul. Half a shekel was to be paid to the Lord for every man that was counted, and God said that if this was not done, the plague would break out among them. And we do not hear that David did anything about the ransom price. Now you will remember that David wanted to build a house for the Lord, a temple where the people could meet for worship. But although God was pleased that David should want to do it, he said that his son should build it instead. So David prepared all the wood and stone and other things for building the house. And when his son Solomon had grown up and was made king, he began to build the temple of the Lord. We are told that the place where Solomon built the house was this very same Mount Moriah, where his father David had made the offering. What a wonderful place, then, was Mount Moriah, and where all these offerings were made. And it is all meant to set forth that one great offering which Jesus made, and when he offered himself to God and died upon the cross. By this, the anger of God is turned away from all his people. May you be concerned about the anger of God against sin and your need of this offering of Jesus Christ to deliver you from it. You will find the account of Abraham in the book of Genesis, chapter 22, of David numbering the people in the first book of Chronicles, chapter 21, and of Solomon building the temple in the second of Chronicles, chapter 3. Then, if you wish to read about the ransom to be paid when the people were numbered, turn to the book of Exodus, chapter 30, verse 12.